Started on a dark night in the city, about 6:30. I left the studio, and a kid approached me and attempted to rob me at gunpoint, explaining to him that I wasn't carrying any funds of any type. He started to get impatient, and at 6:33 he shot me, and now I'm a spirit without a shell. And instead of going to heaven or hell, I'm flying around the city looking for a place I can dwell. Getting attracted without choice as this story unfolds, being controlled by two poles magnetizing my soul. Then all of a sudden, without any warning at all, I was pulled down quickly through the top of the local shopping mall, through the food court, down towards a store in the back where a youth was thinking about stealing a gumball pack. This isn't guilty conscience, kid, so don't make that mistake. Nobody can stop me from changing fate, not even Dre. I possessed the child's body, said to him, "What are you doing? Over a pack of gumballs, your whole life could be ruined." I explained to him a pack of gum really ain't helping ya. Put a plastic gun in his jacket and walked to the register. Raised the jacket, covered gun like I had done this before. The girl started giving me stacks of money out of a drawer. I must have forgot that my current host lacked height in his age. Lucky for him, we didn't show up on the videotape. Then a flash of memory appeared inside of his dome. He had a poverty-stricken family surviving at home. He loved them dearly and was worried he'd never see them again. Then two tears rolled down the soft face of his skin. So I walked him out the back quietly with all the profit and sent him in the direction of home with a G in his pocket. I'm flying through the air and I'm over your intersections, and what some supernaturalists would call spiritual possession. Look into the reflection and what did I see but the face of a young child staring at me. Now I'm flying through the air and I'm over your intersections, and what some supernaturalists would call spiritual possession. Look into the reflection, now what do I see but the face of a young covenant nun staring at me. It's past midnight, I've entered through a window filled with dim light and possessed a young nun with a cute face and brown skin type.
It's him, right?
The thought shot straight through a brain as the door opened and there stood a priest holding a cane. I felt pain, you see, this woman viewed herself as a weakling, cause the priest forced himself on her while the other nuns were sleeping. On weekends, on weeknights, at lunch before breakfast, not only was he sick, but this father was also restless. I watched in horror as I became her first witness. He knew she wouldn't say anything to anyone like an infant. But in this instance, for truly, my death was like a blessing, cause I would help her fight back using my spiritual possession. I took control when I'm a shopping spree at the Ameribard. Bought surveillance weapons and food on the head priest's credit card. Set up a trap and waited in bed patiently that night, and sure enough, he peeked back in at the same time the raper writes. Now smile for the camera, you weak, sick bastard. This is for every time you gagged her and made her call you master. Faster and faster, you'd scream through your laughter. Bending her body backwards, training her for gymnastics. You lead Christians and Catholics inside a daily practice, but meanwhile, your smile stays directed towards that chick. Career comes to an end now, what a pity though. You can cast proof in the same place you see the R. Kelly videos. I'm flying through the air and I'm over your intersections, and what some supernaturalists would call spiritual possession. Look into the reflection and what did I see but the face of a young covenant nun staring at me. Now I'm flying through the air and I'm over your intersections, and what some supernaturalists would call spiritual possession. Look into the reflection, now what do I see but all of your reflections staring at me.